The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Lyra, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm delighted to meet you at last.
I'm delighted to meet you, you're a legend, so thanks for having me.
And the reason you're here, you're going to play your new single for us in a moment or two, but your career has been absolutely fantastic. I mean, you ended up on the telly. Your music did. How did all that come about?
I know. I'm shocked myself, to be quite honest, sometimes. I think they're actually trying to get me on Love Island. They've played it so much. I'm like, lads, I'm not going on. Sorry about that. But yeah, it's great. It's fantastic as an artist to get your songs on some amazing adverts and TV stuff and then to be on telly
like
myself.
Guinness ad.
I know. My dad was delighted with that one. He's like, you've made it, baby. I'm like, this is all I needed in my
Grey's
life.
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. I'm a full doctor now, obviously, after that.
Yeah. Now, what is really special about what you do, I think, is that you have your own sound. When I was listening on Spotify to some of your tracks last night, and I love your version of Dusty Springfield, I Only Want to Be With You, but it is you. You know, I hear your music and I know that's Lyra.
Yeah, I do really like that, and it took me a while to kind of like be comfortable in my own voice in order to sing like that. And I think maybe it's my vocals that make me that kind of like unique standout, which is fantastic for me. But it did take a lot of confidence in like not being scared of my big voice, not being scared of not pronouncing my THs, and I rolled at it and it seems to be paying off, so I'm delighted.
You know, this kind of sultry and quite low register voice that you have.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking this is a sex siren. And then I meet you and it's Cork.
I know, yeah. When I start talking on stage after singing, people look at each other and they start bursting out laughing. They're like, what is going on here? I'm like, I know, yeah. It's cringe, but
it's great. It's great because you're very much down to earth.
I am.
And how did you end up in the music business? Was there pressure within your home to do something else?
I think there's more pressure not to be in the music industry than to be in it, to be quite honest with you. But I always was singing with my sister from a very young age, like started in the choir, and like I ran that sixth class mass was my stage for quite a long time. And I just loved it. And to be quite honest, it's kind of the only thing that I'm really good at. So I was like, I have to do something with it. And then when I started songwriting and kind of developed this kind of like, I suppose my own little niche in like how I write my songs, I said, right, this is the road for me. I'm just going to go for it, hell for leather. Yeah. And
did you
hopefully
divert onto any other passage before that? Did you go to college? Did you attempt to work in an accountant's office or anything like that?
No, I didn't. I just said music is where I want to go, so I'm just going to go for it. Obviously, I had to work at my mum's restaurant for years and years and years. Yeah. That kept me quite grounded. But yeah, I was always unemployed doing music.
Now, signing up with one of the record labels, how tricky is that? Because there's always the impression that they see you coming.
I know. Well, they'll hear me coming anyway because I'm loud. don't know about seeing me yet. I'm pretty short. But it's hard. Like, it is very hard as an up-and-coming artist. Like, I can understand the struggles and stuff like that. But for me, I put out Emerald by myself. I didn't have anybody around me, no management, nothing like that. And I got picked up, luckily enough, from that track. They just loved it. I think it was something different. Obviously, it was a UK label, Polydor, and if they probably heard the Celtic vibes and like, oh, we don't have something like this over here. So I was kind of lucky to be introduced to it like quite early. I did then take a step back because I felt like maybe it was too early for me. I didn't have a clue what I was doing or who I wanted to be. And I decided to take some time out, mind my nan, and develop as an artist. And I did that, and it's paid off for me.
Now, there are two aspects to your performances. Obviously, there is the voice and the songs, and that's wonderful. And then there's the stage presence. You have an extravagant stage presence. How did that come about?
I call myself like a banshee on stage. I don't know what people must be like, who is this witch? I just think I just love being a bit extra. And like when you get on stage, there's no better feeling than like having the lights on you and like smiling faces. Well, majority smiling faces. Some boyfriend's been dragged along. They're like, what am I doing here? But majority smiling faces. It just gives you that confidence in yourself. And I love my songs. So when I sing them, I like go into this world of like where I was when I wrote them. And I just become this person. And it's amazing. And it's such a good feeling.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.